Welcome to Durst Notes on Divorce Law with Robert J. Durst, shareholder and chair of Stark & Stark's Divorce Law Group. The Durst Notes podcast series is designed to give you an overview of the several most common areas of divorce law, enabling you to better understand your divorce and the law.
Hello, my name is Robert J. Durst. I'm a shareholder in the law firm of Stark & Stark, and this is the second installment of Durst Notes on Divorce Law. Today, we will discuss child support. Child support is almost entirely dependent upon the level of the parents' combined income. In cases in which the parents' combined income is less than $240,000 per year, net of taxes, or a gross of somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 to $320,000, the child support guidelines will generally determine the amount of child support to be paid by one parent to the other. A determination must first be made as to which of the parents is the parent of primary residence and which parent is the parent of alternate residence. Generally speaking, the parent with more overnight time with the child will be the parent of primary residence, and thus the parent to whom the child support is paid. If the parent's combined after-tax income is less than $240,000, the amount of child support will be presumptively the amount set forth in the child support guidelines and is subject to only three variables. Number one, the number of overnights per week which the child spends in each parent's home. Number two, the total income of the parties. And number three, each party's respective share of that total income. The amount of child support defined by the guidelines automatically takes these variables into account. In addition to the basic child support, there are certain extraordinary expenses which are paid in addition to child support and are allocated between the parents in the ratio of their incomes. Typically, such extraordinary expenses include medical expenses or work-related daycare expenses. If, for example, the parties are earning equal amounts of money, each would pay 50% of such expenses. In addition to medical expenses and daycare expenses, individual cases and a particular child's specific needs or interests must be addressed. For example, does the child have a learning disability or other educational deficit which may require specialized schooling or tutoring? Does a child have a specific musical, athletic, or other talent which has been nurtured and supported by the parents throughout the marriage by individual lessons, training, coaching, or camps? In those cases in which the parents' combined income exceeds $240,000 per year, the court must then consider specific factors in order to determine the amount of child support. Those factors are relatively common sense, factors that any of us would think of and include, and are things such as the needs of the child, the standard of living and economic circumstances of each parent, all of the income for each parent, the assets of the parent, the child's capacities and needs for further education or enrichment opportunities, the health of the child, the age and health of the parent, and any debts of the parties. In these cases, which we refer to as above guidelines cases, the determination of child support is complicated and somewhat subjective. These above guideline cases require a complete analysis of the child's needs and the standard of living during the marriage and should be done only with the advice and consultation of a competent attorney. In every case, the parties must also attempt to define when the child will be emancipated, meaning when will the child support end, and should also discuss the future educational expenses and the sharing of those expenses as and when the child incurs them.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's installment of the Divorce Law Podcast, and be sure to join us next week for another informative discussion with Robert Durst. Stark & Stark is a full-service law firm with offices throughout New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. For more information on the services the firm provides, visit us online at stark-stark.com.